counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Basha Bulat.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Caitlin Loney from True Love Center.
Hey, this is Kendall, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Yep, here I am. And here you are.
Hey, how you doing? I'm actually doing really well. How are you doing?
Well, you know.
How do you think everyone out there is doing?
I think everybody out there is doing mighty fine, because if it's anything like it is here, it is nice, sunny, and finally I think winter is going to
disappear. No more belly aching from people. Spring is here.
I have already publicly stated that if anybody complains to me about the heat during the summer once, they are going to get a slap of epic proportions. I don't like listening to it. Don't like hearing about it. I don't like winter. But you must love us because you're here with us right now. If you're listening to this program.
Or you're lost.
Wait, how do I get off this channel? How do I get out of here? It is the Earshot 20, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I am Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums, and we take them from that website, and Brian will let you know what you'll find if you head on over there.
All right. I've slowly been making we're almost near 100 episodes, and over 100 episodes, I've been slowly trying to make this more concise and shorter. So here it is this week.
Oh, okay.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. So go check it out.
Wow. That is that
concise.
That just cut some time out of this.
Got to find the most important information.
That's good. Here's some more important information. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. And we do that in the way of doing an interview and playing something from your latest release or whatever you're working on. So get in contact with us for that. As Brian mentioned, we are closing in on 100 episodes, and we are also going to be running a small contest on our Facebook page. So if you haven't liked our page yet, head on over there. Again, it's facebook.com/earshot20. We're going to upload a picture of a prize package that you could win from us. And no matter where you are, even if you're in China and you're listening to this and you're like, oh yeah, I'm going to win. Well, then share and love the photo, and if you win, I will start taking
new,
up.
Is that a new Facebook thing?
Share and love. Oh yeah, because like I guess is what it is. No, they must love it. They must love it, and we'll send out the prize pack to you as part of the program, and we'll even try and get you on the 100th episode. We will try and record an interview with you, and get you on, and you can tell us why you love it or hate it.
What, just anything?
The program, me, you, I don't know, whatever they want. They've got the soapbox for about a minute on the program, so they can, whatever they want.
Prize.
Say hi to mom and dad if they want, I don't know.
Sure.
Whatever they want. All right, let's start the countdown. This hour of the program, we're going to have the first 10, plus we'll have an interview with an artist who's sitting on the charts this week, and also we'll hear from Stephen Karlick in the second hour of the program. Stephen will be back. We'll get his song pick. We'll have the lowdown from Brian and the top 10, so it's a jam-packed show. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to you, sir.
Spring has sprung, and so has lots of new tunes, so keep it locked right here. You're going to have two debuts in the program this week, as well as two records new to the program, and some other rebounds, that sort of thing. At number 20 this week, down from number 9, is Ben Sinister from the record Animals. You're going to hear a track called I Got Love. You're going to hear Work by Perfect Pussy from their new record Say Yes to Love, sitting still at number 19. It's all about love already today.
It's a loving show.
At number 18, up from 28, is Pine Tarts. You're going to hear a track from the album Wolves Named the Moon.
I'll see what I can do in the name of love from Pine Tarts. But first, here's your number 20. It's Ben Sinister on the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
19.
I'm not afraid to
Rock and roll.
The Fancy by Pine Tarts there at number 18 this week, up from number 26 back into the program, 28 that is, and that record is called Wolves Name the Moon. Sitting still at number 19 was Perfect Pussy, and they had a track from the album Say Yes to Love entitled Work, and you heard I Got Love starting off the program, a track by Bend Sinister from their latest entitled Animals that drops from number 9 last week.
So I picked the Fancy because it kind of goes with the theme of love, like when you fancy somebody.
There you go.
You want to court them. So that was my thought process.
Right
it
on.
Is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edman, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And coming up in just a couple minutes, we're going to hear our first bit from Stephen Karlick and some news, some great things to talk about. We're talking Juno Awards, which happened recently, and some great wins, including one that is pretty exciting for A Tribe Called Red. They won Breakthrough Artists of the Year, which is really great. Good for them. So you'll hear more about that coming up in just a few minutes. But first, we have a few more tracks to bring you, and Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
All right, we're going to keep it in our theme this week. Maybe we can keep going all day.
We can give it a
we're
try.
We're going to hear Kerr de Pirot and Kerr's Heart, of course. And this is a track called Heartbeats Accelerating from the album Trauma at number 17, down from 15.
Love, love, where can you be? Are you out there looking for me? Love, love, where can you be? Love, I am waiting. Heartbeats accelerating. Will you come when all is still? From the river or the hill? Love, love, where can you be? Love.
Earshot 20. Number 16.
You better save yourself from something you can't see. Follow it where it goes. Follow it back to me. I'll keep it here. Don't let it go. Don't let it go. Let it go. Don't let it go. Yeah. You don't have to let it go away. These are some faults we found, hollowed out from the years. Don't let them wait.
Was Don't Let It Go by Beck. His latest Morning Phase comes in at number 16, down from 6, and at number 17, down 2 spots this week, is Kurt Apierod from the album Trauma, a track called Heartbeats Accelerating.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We'll take a break from that now and head to the phones to catch up with Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine and also an entertainment reporter for us here on the Earshot 20. And Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you. And we're going to kick things off with Junos. I know I said I was going to make a cheesy joke, but I don't think I'll do it. I think we'll just go into it because I feel like the joke is on Justin Bieber, really, for
the
Junos.
Juno, you shouldn't make cheesy jokes on the air. Yes, the Juno Awards did happen on March 30th. At which a couple Exclaim and I think Earshot favorites won some hardware, including Arcade Fire, who added an Album of the Year award to their Juno collection, for Reflector, which also the night before at a non-televised event won Alternative Album of the Year award. They didn't win Group of the Year. That went to Tegan and Sarah. The duo also nabbed Single of the Year for their sing-along hit Closer. Some other winners that won at the ceremony were A Tribe Called Red for Breakthrough Group of the Year, which is awesome to hear. Serena Ryder won Songwriter of the Year. The Sheepdogs won Video of the Year for Feeling Good. Bruno Mars won International Album of the Year for Unorthodox Jukebox. And who but the fans would vote for Justin Bieber? He won the Fan Choice Award.
Poor little bugger got booed, too. Good thing he wasn't there.
I guess his fans weren't in the building, I guess.
No, no. Serena Ryder stuck up for him when she gave her acceptance speech. I think.
Yes, yes. And so the night before at the non-televised event, there were a bunch of other awards handed out. Drake won Rap Recording of the Year. Ryan Hemsworth, who was an Exclaim cover star in November, won Electronic Album of the Year for Guilt Trips. Esmarine won. Jordan featuring Cardinal Official won R&B Soul Recording of the Year. A bunch of others. So yeah, lots of prizes for lots of great artists. Lots of prizes for not so great artists.
Well, some good nods there too, and really great for Tribe Called Red. I know they're familiar to our listeners, and also Arcade Fire and Tegan and Sarah and so on. Now we're going to move on to, again, and I know we've been talking about this now for the last 3 weeks, some sad news in the world of music and some deaths to tell you about. First, DOA's Dave Gregg.
Yeah, we talked last week, I think, about 2014 being a brutal year for musician deaths. Now Dave Gregg, the DOA guitarist, has died at the age of 54. News of the punk musician's passing arrived the morning of March 31st from California outfit The Authorities, who made a Facebook post saying that he died on March 30th. A cause of death has yet to be released. Also sadly gone is house music pioneer Frankie Knuckles, who died at the age of 59. Again, it was announced on March 31st that the DJ, who was born Frederick Dunson, died unexpectedly that afternoon in his home. The man was a forefather of house music, a big deal. Earshot and Exclaim fans who love Animal Collective will recognize Frankie Knuckles' song Your Love, sampled in Animal Collective's My Girls. So they should definitely check him out, at least retroactively.
Well, our respects to both the respective families of both of those artists. And yeah, it's just a tough year, but lots of musicians still pushing through that and making great music. And sometimes deaths like this are a result of some new and cool things that come out of it because of tributes. So maybe we'll see some of that. All right, we'll head back into the charts. Steven, get you to stick on the line. We'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program. Right now, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
We kick off this set with the debut at number 15 from dreamy bluesy folk group Timber Tambor, whose Hot Dreams is album number 5 for the band, and here is the title track.
I wanna still my mind. And I want another chance. To distill their time. And I wanna write to someone so true. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you. Ah, hot dreams. To be a champion in your eyes. And I wanna follow through on all my promises and threats to you, babe. Hot streams, we'll fork and divide. I wanna take all of your air.
I wanna find another daydream, another nightmare. I wanna lie, lie me down in your stream. I wanna wake from hot dreams. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe. I wanna wake from hot dreams of you, babe.
Timber Tambor enters the charts at the number 15 spot this week, sitting just two spots back from Halifax-based Napeyes, who have found their way into the top 20 this week. And we caught up with Nigel Chapman from the band to chat about their debut LP, Wine of the Mystic. And Nigel, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Congratulations on this album. And I guess how long did it take the band to work this out before it was in a place that you felt ready to release?
So I guess it's been about a year since it was recorded. We spent a week in March of last year up in Montreal and recorded it all there. And then since then, there's been just quite a bit of sitting while things get ready for the release, like mixing and mastering, which was mostly done by Mike Wright up in Montreal. And then preparing the artwork, Danica Vandersteen was preparing that stuff. Just getting it ready for the release. Printing the covers and everything like that. So it's taken a while, but it's been good to sit on it for that time as well, for the, I guess, like coming to terms with it, or kind of, detaching from it a bit.
And in terms of the creative process while you were creating the music, is it kind of one person in the band writes the music and brings it, or is it a collective process?
Right. So definitely elements of both. What will happen typically is that I will write the songs as guitar chords and have a melody and the words that I'm singing, and practice it a bit on my own. But when I bring it to practice, everybody, Josh, Seamus, and Brad are all playing parts that they make up for themselves. So everyone kind of composes their own section, and eventually our songs start to gel together after we play them a few times. Yeah.
Cool. And let's talk about the name of the record, Wine of the Mystic. Is there a story behind that, a reason why you chose that as the title of the LP?
Definitely. The name is it's something that Josh came up with. He kind of was going from an idea that I had. A lot of the themes on the record are coming from a poem that I think is really sweet, which is called The Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam by this like old Persian poet. And I was just listening to that poem a lot and kind of like pretty down with the idea of it. The poem's sort of a celebration or an affirmation of drinking wine. All about the goodness of that it can bring to life. and also like, you know, a warning for temperance and stuff. Yeah, so I felt that this is really good a poem, and it meant a lot to me. So, yeah, that's kind of where the name came up with, and I couldn't figure out how to make a name for it, and Josh did a good self-deprecating thing. It was, of course, wine with an H.
Very cool. All right, Nigel, we are going to get you to hang on the line as we visit the number 14 spot this week. Here's Mode Modern, and more with Nigel from Nap Eyes is on the way. So stick around. It's the Earshot 20. That was Mode Modern at number 14 this week, climbing four spots from last week. And still on the line with us is Nigel Chapman of Nap Eyes. And so you've released the LP, and coming up this summer, you folks are going to have a a tour and people are going to get the chance to see you live. What are you and the band most looking forward to on this tour?
Well, I guess we always look forward to the shows. Yeah, it's super fun to play. This right now we're on our second tour that we've ever been on, and we go together with Monomyth and Napies because Seamus and Josh, like the drummer and bass player of Napies, are also the two guitar players and singers of Monomyth. So we're six of us in a van. So it's great spending time together. That's something that's really fun about tour. You have this feeling of like a spirit of cooperative endeavor, which I really, really appreciate and enjoy. And like it really like materializes some of the feelings. Sometimes I get a bit sort of like uncertain, like if it actually is just totally selfish pursuit to make music. And when we play concerts and we go see people, and if we're able to sell records and stuff, it just really affirms, like, not only it gives you a good like ego boost, but it makes you feel like you're doing good stuff. And the shows are so fun, like it's so fun to play to an audience. Yeah, I'd say that's the things I'm looking forward to.
And amidst the tour, I'm sure you guys will be working on or thinking about new music. Are there plans to continue writing and perhaps work on the next album now that this one is out?
For sure, yeah. I guess we have a few songs that we've been working on, and there will definitely be more in the future. I've been pretty busy recently just finishing up my school. I'm just studying at Dalhousie right now, and I think I'll be graduating in the summer, hopefully.
That's good.
But I think definitely we will have more songs coming out soon. Hopefully we'll find a good time to record them and stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. The album is Wine of the Mystic. Find Napies on Facebook, Bandcamp, and several other homes on the internet. Nigel, it was great to chat.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, you too, Anthony.
And for the first time on this program, entering the top 20 at number 13, here is a song from Napies' newest release, Wine of the Mystic. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
I tried to reason with it.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
That was Nap Eyes with their debut, Wine of the Mystic, into the program for the first time at number 13, nearly making the charts last week at number 21 in its debut. And yeah, we had a chat with Nigel.
Had a chance to talk to him. It was great to catch up and see what the band's up to. And so best of luck to them on their tour. And again, you can check out all those dates online. Just go to Google and search Nap Eyes. Google is the place to be. Two more tracks to bring you.
I like Bing.
Because it's not Google?
No, I just thought that we had to be impartial.
Oh, okay.
Felt like we should.
That's fair.
You know what's the best? Alta Vista. Get on
that
spider crawl.
Does that even exist anymore?
No idea.
I don't think it does. Alta Vista. Oh, man. All right, well, two more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we are done the first 10 of the top 20, and so we won't prolong that too much, but in the second hour of the program, we'll catch up with Stephen Karlick again. Brian will have the lowdown, and we have the top 10. That's what you can look forward to, and some exciting news next week. If everything works out, we'll be hearing from one of the artists that's debuting in the top 10 this week, so that'll be good. All right, number 12, Brian, it's all yours.
All right, a little bit of movement here in this set. At number 12, up one spot, is Warpaint. Their latest album is self-titled, and you're going to hear a track called Love Is to Die. Following that, Not Up to Me by Candle from her debut album, which is at number 11 this week, dropping one spot, and it is entitled In Flames.
Here is Warpaint. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Candle with a track called Not Up to Me from the record In Flames at number 11 this week, down one spot. And at number 12, or for number 13, was War Paint, their self-titled latest record, and a track called Love Is to Die.
Well, there it is. First 10 complete from the top 20, and that's from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland in studio, and if you're just joining us, this is Canada's countdown show of alternative or indie music. What would you call it?
Campus Community Radio Fair.
All right. Like pub fair, but...
Sure.
Yeah, okay. And we do this each week, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time, out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And then we record and we send over syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And we thank them all for airing this program. You can also find us online, radioforall.net. Search Earshot 20, that's radio number 4all.net, and you can podcast this show on iTunes. Oh, I'm getting all choked up. It's episode 98, or maybe it's just a frog.
Heartburn.
I wonder if they've, like, where did the, I'm going to look up where the term frog in my throat came from. Anyway, you can find us online. It's really great, but no matter how you're listening to the program, thank you very much for tuning in, and stick around, because when we come back, you will have the top 10. Stephen Karlick joins us again. You'll get his song pick of the week, and Brian has the lowdown. So that's all coming up, and we'll be back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.